over the past few years, we've seen a major move towards online shopping, and for entrepreneurs to survive and thrive, they need to follow suit and avail themselves or their offerings on digital platforms. Now, Elton Fasser saw an opportunity in the gap and created an app to assist entrepreneurs build their own shopping applications on the platform. And Elton joins us to tell us more about this particular platform, which is Fascinate. Elton, welcome to the show. And I mean, how does Fascinate help entrepreneurs build this shopping platform? So basically, how does it work?
Yeah, very easy. You download the app, you create an account, you set up your business, and then you add your products. It's that simple. Literally, if I tell you that it takes 10 minutes to actually set up an online school, I'm not lying. Our website, you can go and see these videos that kind of show you a little bit of a demonstration as to how you can do it. It's very quick and it's very easy.
So this would work for people like me who aren't exactly techno savvy. I won't need any additional skills when it comes to this.
Absolutely not. And that's 100% the reason why I created it, because technology is difficult and it's expensive. Mm. Okay. And I wanted something that anybody, regardless of like skill or knowledge or anything like that, to be able to create their own online store and actually start selling products online, get exposure to bigger markets, as well as growing your knowledge on how online shopping works, because we are moving into a digital future. So we need to adapt and we need to change as to how we did things like orthodoxy and in the past.
Mm. Now, just trying to imagine this, because obviously Fascinate is an app itself, but would this be sort of like an app within an app?
Yeah, it's pretty much an app building apps. Mm. The only difference is you don't actually publish your app to the App Store, because the app runs on the Fascinate platform.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And you say it's free, so I'm guessing no in-app purchases.
No, it's free. You download it, you set your products up, and the minute you save it and you activate your products, it's available for people to buy it.
Mm.
It's that simple.
And obviously, this app would then allow entrepreneurs to trade online. So we are talking about people's money here. Have you ensured that these transactions are safe from any external tampering or theft? And also, data is also a huge issue lately. So is the data also safe on both ends?
Yes, it is. Look, anything in transit, when it goes out on the internet, there is slight possibility that somebody can intercept the transaction. But everything is encrypted. We use 3D secured payments if you intend using electronic payments. There's lots of mechanisms built in for security and for making sure that everything is legit, even if you set up a business. I created this app to help people, but I've also built in security measurements to make sure to try and counter fraudsters and scammers and things like that as well. You might be able to defraud somebody once, and that's going to be the end of it. And like I tell people, I got no issues in coming after you, getting the police to your house, because that information is going to be stored where you actually create your store from. If you make any updates and things like that to your store, that information is stored. So it's aimed at security. The tracking in the application for customers and things like it is very, very minimum. Mm. However, for businesses, you're going to have to make sure that, you're not going to defraud people, because this is not what the application is for. The application is here to help people.
Mm. And, you know,
so,
I think maybe this is one of the questions that I should have started off with, but I'm always fascinated to find out, how did you identify this particular gap when it comes to obviously entrepreneurs needing to break into e-commerce?
I'm going to say it's been coming for a long time. Years ago, I wanted to create an application to kind of help businesses. And as the years went on, and I was sitting and I was looking at, the gap between technology in South Africa and the rest of the world is just growing.
Mm.
In fact, it's actually growing between South Africa and Africa. Africa is overtaking us at the moment. Countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, those places, they're overtaking us with technology. And we have to seriously do something to counter this. And I looked at it and I saw the government's not doing anything. We got big corporations in South Africa and they're making lots of money out of it.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything out of it. If you look at like what's happening now, there's all these embezzles and things going on about like the informal sector, et cetera, okay? And how they're trying to now only do something about getting these people onto a digital platform.
Mm.
It's 5 years too late, you know, and I want the government to actually look at Fascinate and say, listen, this is a platform that we can actually use to speed up the transformation in getting people onto a digital platform, because it's there, it's built already,
mm.
you know, and it works. We're going on like roughly 400 businesses at the moment now, and this app is now technically been out for the last 8 months.
Sure.
It's growing rapidly.
And for those of you just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to Fascinate creator Elton Fassa on his app that helps entrepreneurs build their own e-commerce platforms. Now, Elton, Fascinate made it to the MTN App of the Year Awards finals in multiple categories. For you, does this recognition give you that nod that, you know what, this business is headed in the right direction?
It absolutely does. Over the last couple of years, like I said, there's been lots of frustration.
Mm.
And, you know, you're starting off something new, so nothing is ever just going to work and work out and look perfect and things like that. I've actually gone back to the drawing board, rewrote a couple of stuff, changed the look of the application. So it was a lot of hard work. And you sit and you do kind of think, okay, am I going in the right direction? Have I made the right decisions? And then you get nominated for multiple categories and your app gets displayed to the world, you know. That is vindication for what I've been doing for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's also vindication as to a company of MTN, as big as MTN, and they're getting applications for the awards like from across Africa at the moment. And for me to be there in that vicinity of all those big companies, I got to tell you, I was sitting there and I just felt like, you know, I'm on the right track and I'm doing the right thing. And the best part of all of this is this application is going to help millions of people. I can guarantee you that.
And for those entrepreneurs who, or even us consumers who are looking to find this, where is the app available and what do entrepreneurs need to sign up?
All you need is a cell phone. For iOS and Android, you download it directly from the stores. You can go onto the website, www.fascinate.com. There's a little section if you're on Hawaii or Huawei. I have trouble with pronouncing that word. There's a little section there to tell you how to actually install the application on the Huawei phones.
Mm.
So the online store as well is like a little, it's one part of the application. There's a very big ecosystem that runs into the application, and we're continuously trying to make it easier so entrepreneurs find it like a lot easier to actually set up shop. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, like the entire job, I created like sort of the entire job ecosystem in the Fascinate application, because this is one of the problems that I'm trying to solve, you know. It's the only way we can actually solve our job epidemic, if you want to call it that, is to create businesses and grow with the current businesses that we have. Because the more jobs we need, the more businesses we need. So that's what the Fascinate is basically all about. You know, it's a little application that's trying to solve our little problems and come up with new inventive ways of doing it. And it's continuously going to evolve. One of the things that I'm busy putting into the application now is there's a lot of entrepreneurs doing events, and they, you know, you have different kind of events for like music and sports, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And I was actually approached by some guys in Venda, and they got a festival going on in December next year. It's the Injilele Music Festival, and I'm actually working with them now to kind of build an events management system in the Fascinate application as well. So that's another avenue for entrepreneurs to actually jump on and say, okay, we can use the application to, you know, further our businesses and further ourselves.
You know, Elton, I want to hear so much more about this Fascinate app because it is, in fact, very fascinating. But unfortunately, we have run out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go. But thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon.
No, thank you very much for having me.
And that was Fascinate creator Elton Fasser on his Fascinate app, which helps entrepreneurs build their own e-commerce platform, something that everyone needs to look into, especially if you're breaking into the business realm.